don't know how he been surviving to keep.
I don't remember Brandon.
Yeah, Brandon, you were there that day. Oh, that's what you're talking about, your birthday this year?
Wait. I'm like, well, everybody's up.
I'm talking about two different years right now.
He drove both years?
Shit. Fifteen was.
Ooh, sweet baby Jesus. I can't do it.
Bob is somewhat slumped, right?
Yeah,
Facts and Cap Podcast, episode 69. We back, baby, home
of the World Series champions. Episode
69.
Home of the World Series.
Why the nigga got a Cubs shirt on?
Who won it all against the fucking Saints?
So why you got that Cubs shit on, man?
Shout out to Georgia shit.
Cause the drip.
I mean, you know, the drip don't stop. You feel me? First of all, my family would never cheer for the fucking Cubs, nigga. That's where the rich people is.
Where they cheer with the white side,
right?
Yeah. Where you going? You know what I mean? Don't do that. Don't do that. But yeah, we got goddamn Leroy in the building, of course. Do we even clap for this nigga anymore?
Nah, we ain't gonna clap this one.
Of course, we got Chris in the building. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cameraman in the building. Hey, man, so.
It's about to be a funny ass episode, y'all.
Yeah, man. RIP to King Von, RIP to. Yeah, it's been a year. It's been a year.
RIP to Mod Aubrey.
Yeah, Aubrey.
I ain't been a year, but they about to lock them crackers up.
RIP Houston. I said we might as well start with it. RIP to the
folks. RIP. RIP to the 8 people in maybe county and the people just injured, you know, who lost their lives at the Astro Fest Festival. Very unfortunate situation. I see a lot of people demonizing, I would say, in my personal opinion, demonizing Travis Scott. You know, it's always somebody who got to take the blame. Travis Scott, you know, the crowd was basically, it was just a festival. So it's 50,000 people. You know, Travis Scott comes out, Drake comes out on the set. The crowd compresses towards the front. Everybody wants to be towards the front to see them.
They never did that for Michael Jackson.
That's how you
want to
start it?
Yes, the fuck they would, bro. From what I see.
I'm just talking
shit. Yeah, so I've been seeing survivors who talking about they've been trapped. I've seen a dude who got his fucking head stumped on and both his eyes, the blood vessels popped. Like, it's been bad situations, man. I've seen people talking about it was the concert from hell. I've seen people, like, the ambulance was trying to get there on the golf cart in the middle, and the fans was raging, and they standing on top of the golf carts, you know.
First major concert since COVID, right?
Mm-mm. Nah. Festival, man? I don't know. Nah, Rolling Loud.
All of them are just one performer, though.
Who else do that, though?
Single big concert.
I mean, but he the biggest one to do it, ain't
he? Yeah.
Nah, I'm just talking about when you said one performer. He the only.
But people still performing.
People still performing.
But I guess what you're saying is the biggest. A headlining single concert that I know, I think so.
But me personally, I feel like he shouldn't take that much backlash.
Yeah, that's my question. Who is the blame? Who's the blame in this situation?
A lot of people.
My video game chat talked about this shit for like a whole week.
Just need to get on camera one day.
That nigga Parks.
We was just like, bro, it ain't really Travis Scott's fault.
It's not.
I watched the shit live, and that nigga stopped the show for a smooth 5 minutes when somebody passed out. And the shit that you see on Twitter, that little 10-second, 15-second.
Where he's like, whoa.
When he stared at the cloud and singing, still singing.
That shit should be enough still.
Like, he wasn't singing. He was looking like, hey, man, make sure this nigga's okay.
First of all, if anybody has ever watched a Travis Scott concert, all you gotta do is look on YouTube or just look at his documentary. The nigga is constantly stopping shows for his fans that what he can see. I think for me, my thing is, go ahead.
What are the facts that we know as far as timeline? Can we speak on it before?
Okay, so they said that when he came out, they said probably about 30 minutes into his set, that's when most of the chaos started. They said people, allegedly the police warned them before. We still haven't got a confirmation on that. They said that he kept performing 45 minutes after the chaos, they said that the people were calling the dead body Smurfs. They said people were going up. We seen a video of a lady climbing up to the cameraman saying, stop the show. He didn't want to stop it. It just looks like severely understaffed. We seen literally videos of people doing compressions on just 6-7 people just laid out on the ground. We've seen people on golf carts getting compressed, literally driving. They're trying to save them. It's just chaos.
So is it true and about while the injection? All this was happening, he was still performing?
Yes.
But you got to think, he can't see, but so just, far.
So okay.
We're going to get there. We're going to get everybody's opinions.
All
right. Wait, let me ask you one more thing. Was it true about somebody was injecting these people?
So a cop said that. Then he came back yesterday or today and said that wasn't true. Mm. The same chief.
So what's... Do they know what the cause is? What started everything?
Somebody was just probably
selling some. It sounds like it was just people were just the timeline. You seen a group of kids knocking over a gate, and hundreds, maybe thousands, of young kids stampeded. They say it's 50,000 people. It had to be more than 50,000.
So nobody knows exactly what caused it. It just
too many people. It was a concert, and everybody was trying to get towards the front.
We've seen. I don't want to get into my opinion too much, but we've seen mosh pits. We've seen
they organized.
I'm not sure if the mosh pit was even
exactly started, but what the problem was the trend was
people are literally drowning.
Right, a lot of people probably was drunk or high too.
Yes, it's a cesspool for doing drugs festivals.
The security
there, what a dude said
he wouldn't even
he said he left because he said they were understaffed. He was like it was way too understaffed, and he's just talking about how basically they did an open book test to get certified the day before, and it was just no organization. So he left because he didn't want to be responsible for some shit like this going on.
Yeah, that was a lot of people too, bro.
So I mean, we'll let y'all go ahead, Leroy. You can say your opinion on it.
I mean, like I said, I feel like Travis Scott should not be to blame. He cannot control other human beings. Okay, he got a good-ass fan base, but they trying to make it seem like this man's out of cult and he worshiped the devil and all that bullshit. Like, I feel like that's just bullshit, bro. Like, these fans really like him, and then, hell, like us, you know, when we used to go out, we was younger, we used to always turn up and shit, drink, you know what I'm saying, smoke, da-da-da-da. Shit, that's all them kids. Basically, the majority of them was kids. What it looked like.
Mexican and white kids.
Yeah,
Texas.
You know what I'm saying? They probably was drunk high as hell. And then on top of that, you got a whole bunch of people in like a little area. It should just look crazy. It looked like a whole bunch of ants in the crowd. Right? And then the heat and liquor, high, all that shit don't mix. You could easily pass out. That's just my take on it. I feel like Travis Scott should not be getting hit with all these lawsuits and getting all his shit taken away because kids don't being kids. Me personally. But. Yeah.
I feel like Travis Scott, he's there to perform. Other people get paid on the payroll to take care of this type of thing, whether it's his people, Live Nation, whoever else knows the analytics of how many people there, how much security you should have. Like I say, I think you can't put the blame on him. The biggest blame you can say is it was his concert. He was the headliner. He might have cause people to rush to the stage, but it's like you can't put that much responsibility on him.
I'm gonna agree more. Well, so piggyback off that, it sounds like it's the city of Houston. People who organize those events. You know, you have all those capacity limits. You know, you go to a game, they don't let people in. These are part of the reasons because liability. Who, at the end of the day, who's liable? Who signs these checks? So there's a lot of speculation. It's hard to place blame. We don't know all the facts. That's just hurt.
Nobody's gonna take full blame.
But there's people who are responsible for that. Like. So were all the security measures put in place? Like you said, security guard left. Because if that's what's gonna happen, the lawsuit comes, it's not gonna be, who don't want to take blame. It's gonna be like who's responsible. So are we talking about if Travis is responsible or not? Legally. Or are we saying morally? Could he have done better? Right? So
how do you control that many people?
I don't think so. I'm just asking more questions.
I agree.
If he stops performing, does it help mitigate the
crisis? I think that caused a bigger crisis.
I think the question is, did people tell him to stop performing?
Did he see what was going on?
Okay. I'm going to let you finish in an Austin.
I mean, I don't have an answer because I don't know the facts.
So, I feel about it is like, I fucks with your questions. I get it. But my whole thing is like, if you let Twitter tell it, they're saying that Travis Scott should have been goddamn the hiring manager for security. He should have been the goddamn the hiring for the city of Houston with the paramedic staff. He should have been the event organizer like Live Nation. He's hired there to perform. This is Travis Scott's name on it in conjunction with Live Nation. Live Nation, I'm not the most savvy on how it's supposed to work, but I would think that Live Nation, they plan these type of events. They go down the line hiring people. Obviously, they were short-staffed. You know what I'm saying? It was bad structure in this situation. Now, and you got to think about it. If you just watch the documentary with Travis Scott that was on Netflix, what, Look, Mama, I Can Fly? This is normal activity to see people passing out at a festival.
And it ain't a mosh pit, ain't no injuries.
Yeah, exactly. This is normal. So, and people that ain't never been on stage. It's dark outside. This nigga got fireworks. You got lights, all kind of shit. This nigga probably can't even see the crowd.
Right.
And I hate the fact that I see other artists. Now, don't get me wrong. They're probably paranoid. But I do see other artists. I feel like maybe, I don't know if it's the artist or if it's the media I should blame. But like, it feel like they're trying to, maybe the artists are paranoid. But the media outlets are like posting it up as if like Travis could have did this. Like they're showing fucking Tiana Taylor in that little ass venue.
Yeah.
Helping somebody else. Like, come on, bro. What's the nigga name? I don't know.
Shame her shows.
Come on, bro. Y'all nigga doing 5,000 people venues. You know what I'm saying? Come on, bro. 10,000. They ain't never did no 50,000.
That prove another point, though. The rap, the industry don't stick together.
They don't.
Like, they quick to bash somebody else that's in the same industry.
They show SZA ass out there. You all right?
But he did.
50,000 people ain't showing up for SZA, bro.
He did that for
people out there. Trying to crap.
But I mean, he did that for the people that he could see. He stopped.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's why
we saw footage from that day where he stopped in the crowd. Hey,
yeah, they didn't want to show that, and then now people been putting up their own personal footage on Twitter. Like, nah, he stopped the show.
Yeah, but so I read, you know, academics like he wants an after party. And then was told then the gravity situation.
I believe it.
So, but like I said, I brought up the point where, forget legally, morally. Like, and not because he's morally responsible, but you see the backlash. They're talking about canceling him. They said that on the Kardashian show.
They took him off.
He ain't gonna be on
there. He probably wasn't gonna be on there anyway.
Either way, it's still police. It's still.
So what are you trying to say? Break it down to me.
What?
I'm trying to understand.
Where's your morally point? What do you think he should?
Well,
are you saying morally he could have did more?
No, I'm not. I'm talking about the, like,
or be responsible morally.
I don't know. What I'm saying is, like, what could he have done anything to
prevent the
blame
at that time?
Yeah, no, and if not,
I don't think so.
What? So we'd be looking at the media and the people criticizing him.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, what's the biggest takeaway from it?
So me personally, I think that Travis is an artist. His shows take a lot of preparation, and he's there just to perform. He's not liable for the whole situation. Now, people, I get it, don't understand how shows work. They don't understand who's responsible for certain things. If you let them tell it, Travis Scott should have been performing and watching over the crowd, like get him. Think about it. If somebody's getting trampled and they're on the fucking ground, how could Travis Scott see it? How can he see it?
So I guess what I'm saying is,
how can Drake see it?
Going forward in the future, how is this going to affect his show?
Say that one more time.
Michael Jackson never stopped his show when them child or kids fainted. Remember that. And they never blame Michael Jackson.
But I agree. I don't think.
And I'm not saying that. We're not saying
that. I'm talking about a lot of TV.
Yeah, you see them fainting. I grew up. That's the
best I've seen. Michael Jackson.
But I never saw social media went out there back when Michael Jackson, though.
But nobody was
they were criticizing
so
him.
So y'all think
it was the same people were saying.
But this was on live TV. This is some stuff people were saying afterwards what happened.
Do y'all think that...
I don't remember nobody being brain dead from Michael Jackson's show.
You wouldn't know.
Do y'all think it's more because... Do y'all think it's because of the time we live in now?
Yes. Okay. Social media.
I'm sure this ain't the first... I'm sure there's been more concerts where more people have died. Yeah. Shit, them, them YouTube concerts, all that shit. I feel like it's happened plenty of time. We just don't know about it.
I say you blame the venue because the only folks with, like, when security get the that's why I passing out. The venue should have been like, all right, we need to go up here and tell Travis to stop the show.
But you can't tell me to stop it. You can cut the mics off, you turn the lights off,
you do all that shit. Because
you can cut that shit all the time.
The venue can cut all that.
Right.
The city of Houston.
Yeah.
The police.
But the venue decided to say, hey, we going to keep it rolling.
They stop NWA performing.
Facts.
Nigga, they pulled the cord on my nigga
Travis. Not up there performing, bro.
But what about going forward? Are you going to a Travis Scott concert?
I ain't going to no festival.
I mean, right. I don't do festivals just because I don't like standing up in the fucking dirt.
I don't like all them people. How do you suggest
he go about performing?
I think he should take a while before he performs. I think that obviously, whoever he's in conjunction with, whatever these type of performances, I don't know if there's ever going to be Astroworld again. But let's say there was to be. I would say that he should say, I'm not doing this unless we're over planning. We got way too much security. We got way too many paramedics. We got way too many cops. Way too many security. I need to feel comfortable knowing. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to be on the mic. Listen, we take more breaks. Telling people, hey, we got more advisory. Hey, listen, maybe we need to put more gates on this part of this, on the field, in this part, you know, just so we can actually control the crowd. Maybe we don't need to do any more fucking mosh pits. Maybe that shit needs to stop. It is what it is.
I throw that shit in the arena.
I know that shit sucks. That's what's but it is what it's it is. Over. You gotta do what you gotta do, right?
It's not over. It's gonna happen, but it's gonna get moved to an arena.
Yeah. It's really gonna change the way.
Yeah, this is gonna affect for the next few years, bro. I feel sorry for him. You probably ain't gonna see an album. He probably was working on an album. That shit ain't coming out for a while. That shit ain't coming out for a while. Shit, we gonna go into the next one. We seen Kanye offering Drake to perform with him on the 7th of December. That shit ain't happening. Drake is about to take a chill from performing. All this shit.
I doubt it.
All this
he gotta be a little low. He don't have the same bad pub, but
yeah, he got
throwing his name in there.
He might, and it's the fourth quarter, it's so Drake. You know, nigga might just chill until January.
He's not saying forever. He just don't want to be a headline.
They already have 40 lawsuits.
This shit,
yeah, that's why Travis Scott gotta keep performing. You gotta pay. Hey,
he got he might. I won't be surprised. You don't see him perform for a year, nigga.
Nah, facts. I don't know about all that.
Shit,
y'all niggas is crazy. Bro,
they're booing him.
They hate Travis Scott right now. He's
probably enemy number one. Unfair or fair
on camera, but that's what we saw. But how many other niggas gonna be like, man?
We know that he listen.
Going.
Hey, Brandon, we know that he could actually do a show right now. And people are going to come. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is the publicity, the backlash, the outrage that he's going to get for performing. They're going to be, if he performs next month, they're going to be like, oh, so he doesn't care. You seen the apology. They said the apology wasn't enough.
How distasteful is this man going to step up and
perform? Now, I get their points about, like, he did an apology, y'all. It was weird to me that he put it in a black and white filter. He was doing a lot of rubbing his head. People said it was fake emotion. I also think Travis Scott is a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, bro, me too.
Like, we see the way he fucking run when he was doing his baseball shit. Like, he was one of them niggas with the big backpacks at school.
Yeah, Travis.
You know what I'm saying?
Hit the throne.
We see the way Travis Scott is. I think he's just weird. I think it's damn if you do, damn if you don't.
But you know the worst part about all this? It's going to look like we were the ones that did it. And we're not Travis Scott's biggest fan.
I'm a big fan of Travis Scott.
I mean, but we're not going to the festival. It's going to be more of the white kids and stuff, and that's why it's so much bigger. If it was just a whole bunch of niggas,
you think he sacrificed?
I'm thinking like,
some Illuminati shit.
This nigga is smart. This nigga's been dropping two more singles. Utopia coming out. Pop up at Coachella. Y'all think this nigga getting booed? Great.
We've seen him get booed in music, like not in live. One thing I'll say to piggyback, white people crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They gonna keep doing this shit.
I wanna die at a Travis Scott concert. It's lit.
Yo, you know how many people right now are online talking about, damn, I wish I was this?
Bro, yeah.
Listen, bro, it's Houston, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Houston is a very diverse place. Travis Scott's fans are Mexican and white. And they was out there fucking raging. When he said rape, then they try to bring up old footage of him and talking shit to the fans or be
you know, stopping the rape, bro.
Yeah.
Does that mean? Yeah.
Straight up. All right, so listen to this. Listen to this, y'all.
He had goosebumps.
Wait. Y'all ready? Hold on. Let me start this over.
This is J&J Prince. I'm making this video to address the ongoing back and forth between myself and Drake. Both me and Drake have taken shots at each other, and it's time to put it to rest. I'm asking Drake on December 7th to join me on stage as a special guest to share the two biggest albums of the year live in Los Angeles, with the ultimate purpose being to free Larry Hoover. I believe this event will not only bring awareness to our cause, but prove to people everywhere how much more we can accomplish when we lay our pride to the side and come together.
Follow Big Just Reactions to look at that video. But yeah, so
plug.
So if y'all look at the video, it's Kanye was reading off a phone with Jay Prince next to him. To me, I think that nigga put a gun in his head and was like, nigga, read
Jay
this
Prince
shit,
ain't Jay Prince ain't had no guns on him. It was the nigga behind him, though.
That's what I'm saying.
That like, nigga with a goddamn AK.
Jay Prince ain't never gonna have a gun.
Nah, Jay Prince barely said, you get your Uncle Tom ass right here, right now, and you address this shit. Because Drake love Houston, Atlanta, Vegas. Drake, I love Houston. So you gonna get your ass up here and quote, I quote unquote, you gonna read all what the fuck you gonna say and make hash, like, amends with all with Drake. Like, let it go. And Kanye like, okay, I know I'm getting my ass clapped. Bouncing that shit.
Dude, that nigga 21 said that chopper turned that nigga to a booty clapper. That nigga turned into a booty clapper.
I bet he did.
What we think about this situation, man? I seen, now, in all fairness, I seen a picture of Jay Prince, Larry Hoover Jr., and Drake surface this week. Now, I don't know if they talk behind the scenes. Just give me y'all thoughts on it. What do y'all think? Do y'all think that this is going to mend everything? Do we think that Drake is forgiving him? What are we doing?
These are two pettiest niggas in the industry.
Right, Drake, this
shit ain't over. This right here, they going to be taking shots at each other on
that. Kanye shot himself in the foot at that interview with Nori, bro.
At which part?
Why you say
all
that?
All of it, bro.
Well, I can't wait for part two.
That's a fucked up interview, bro.
I can't wait for part two.
Part two come out tomorrow. Well, tonight.
You saw what Big Sean said right afterwards. So you just like, yeah, that's a fucked up shit. Because for Kanye to see Big Sean right after the interview, he don't mention none of that shit. That's a fucked up shit, bro. So he shot himself in the foot.
Man, it's Kanye.
I mean, what is Big Sean going to do?
Don't matter, bro.
Say, boy.
That's your boy. that's niggas that helped you out. Like, the same way you said, I helped Big Sean come up and all this and that. Same way Big Sean said, I helped Kanye.
What do you say for the reason why Kanye feels like he don't fuck with him no more?
I mean, he said it.
I said, my Chris, what do you feel like? Is he, you invalidating what Kanye said? He feel like Big Sean betrayed him.
That's the thing. I don't feel like.
I guess.
I know he said.
I think
that was because of some political shit.
Yeah, I think he's trying to say that you can vote for whoever you want to vote for, but don't speak out with my ops.
That's like basically. Saying, I'm not finna fuck with you, David, because you want to go fucking vote for Trump, like, and fuck up our friendship on some political shit. And then you get on the podcast and say, damn, the best thing I should have done is not have Chris be cameraman. And I'd be like, yo, that's some fucked up shit.
Oh, I don't feel that sounds pretty logical.
No, oh, it's a Trump shit, though? Like,
but, like, that's me and you. I can't tell you or Kanye how he feels. That's Kanye, he feels that way.
But
that's why I said it. Like, I don't agree with it personally, but I can't tell somebody what's important to them.
But to go on a platform say that type of shit the way he said it is the fucked up part about it.
I think it's more fucked up than him the same day.
Yeah.
Link up with him. Yeah. Like, that was wrong. Like, that's why I be like, that's what Kanye full of shit.
That's what I'm saying. He shot himself in the foot. And I think Kanye got to do a lot of fucking, like, ass kisses.
But he do. Look, we did with Soulja Boy.
Yo,
Kanye gonna apologize to everybody.
No.
Off of this interview.
This is the thing. Facts. Kanye goes back and apologize, but Ye, that was Ye on the goddamn drink champ.
He two niggas say whatever the fuck it was.
He bipolar.
Soulja Boy cursed that man out. Kanye, I'm sorry.
Soulja Boy had the receipts.
So what? Kanye, you don't think Big Sean had the... What I'm saying is, I have no doubt in my mind, if Kanye says, Big Sean, I'm sorry, Big Sean's a black boy.
I mean, he said he going on Drink Champs this week.
Yeah, he going to say.
Well, Bishon said
that?
Yeah. Man, ain't nobody trying to hear that nigga.
If you ain't going to, like Academic said, if you ain't going to give it up, don't go on there, Big Sean, because Big Sean is very PC. Yeah. If you ain't going to go on there and say, like, I ain't asking you to say fuck Kanye, but respond, nigga. Yeah. Defend yourself.
Is it?
It's too late. Hey, what Drake?
On your brother's shit?
What did Drake say? He said,
it's too late.
Fuck all that meeting. I'm going to see you when I see you. I believe him. I think for Kanye, this is a music rivalry. I think for Drake, this is a personal beef.
I'm shook.
Your artist.
I mean, I'm Kanye.
Your artist put personal information out that I only told you. Now, we've seen Pusha T's explanation as to why, you know, who he got it from. Maybe Drake don't believe it.
I don't.
I don't think that Drake gives a fuck. One, Kanye's talking about in the name of Larry Hoover.
Drake don't give a fuck with no Larry.
Drake is from Canada. He ain't from Chicago, nigga. That's your own personal problem. You the GD, right? You the big GD. You the big God disciple, boy.
He doing a solid difference.
Yeah.
That nigga gonna smile, Kanye, man.
You don't kill you, right?
Kanye shook.
Yeah. Hey, yo, so from all this, we getting another Drake album early next year. Or at least a good ass diss.
I mean, Drake is usually consistent, so, I mean, you'll get some, whether it's a mixtape of unreleased songs.
It might be a feature, but he gonna address this shit in his way.
Link up with Prince.
Yeah, he gonna have something to say.
But you ain't gonna catch Prince.
You know what? Drake can really be petty and drop a song with Kanye in that intro.
Yeah.
He can really be petty.
He gonna address it. But like Kanye say, Drake do shit, subliminal shit. Like, we didn't know what crept down the block. Right. At first, until nigga started talking about it. Oh shit.
Nigga gave directions to Kanye house. And he put out the directions to Drake house.
So it's like,
he put the address.
I think Drake is doing the favor to Jake Prince. Like, hey, you know, look, I'm not smiling in nigga face. Who cares?
Man, so Jake Prince, he still hold that power, don't he?
Shit. To Kanye.
I think the whole.
You think Jay Prince don't hold that shit?
Yeah, that nigga hold Kanye, that shit, bro.
No, I'm talking about in general.
Jay Prince hold that
to
shit.
Niggas.
I think niggas really out here scared of him. He really
fucking. Jay Prince worse than shit tonight.
Yeah, Jay Prince probably like, fuck.
God damn, yeah. I was trying to chill. Now y'all niggas got me back out.
Alright. And then that nigga so calm with it, like, he like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck that nigga up. He it's said softest way possible, bro. Like,
hey, who
it's
who,
that Texas
who,
shit.
Who harder but talk soft at the same time? Jay Prince or Slim?
It's a wild question.
Jay Prince.
I mean, I ain't never heard Slim issue out a warning, so I gotta just give it to Jay Prince. You feel me?
But Slim, just the way he talk, he's like, yeah. I just feel like he's gonna make some shit happen. He'll never have shit tied back to him. Jay Prince a little bit wanna be in the morning.
To be honest, I wouldn't want no beef with Slim or a baby, to be honest. But let's move on. Fulio, when I see you, it sound like some nigga seen him. He leaving the studio.
That nigga said 100 shots.
And he, so listen, the nigga said he got shot at 100 times. He put up a video like, yeah, I got shot at 100 times. I don't know how a nigga can count all the bullets, right. But he said he got shot 100 times, and he said he got grazed. It was like a little scab on his ankle. It looked like maybe he got down, you know, maybe he rubbed up against the couch or the little, you know, the little metal part of the bed. You know what I'm saying?
A little Megastyle.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
Hey, man, put out the picture, huh? You know how big her fucking heel's bigger than mine.
Nigga, she wears size 13.
Hey, her shit look kind of crazy. I ain't even finna do it like that. I will say, though, that my nigga Fulio.
Hey, what's that character on Proud Family? Wizard Killer? They got him built like Wizard Killer.
All I know, Fulio. Fulio and his little slim ankles and them little bitty ankles, you know, his little paperweight ankles. He talking about he got grazed, right? The nigga look like a roach with wicks, but that's a whole other story. So he said he got shot.
We don't want no smoke.
It was scattered.
The police came out and said it was only 20 shell casings.
That nigga said,
shit. 20, my question 20 is 20
might seem like 100 if you get shot.
I believe that. So my question is this. Because he went straight to Instagram and told everybody. He said, I emptied my shit. He showed his gun. It was like a 9.
But did you hit anything?
It was a 9. Hey, look, it was the same 9 we all got, but he had a little extendo, a little 30 clip. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And he basically said, the nigga basically said that, you know, he put it out there. You know they saying that the feds is in Jacksonville right now.
I bet they are.
Is he telling? Is he snitching?
Nah.
No.
No. Is that snitching?
It's not snitching. It's just warning niggas. Like,
hey, why it's not snitching?
Because we live in a clout area. Was Bobby Schmurter snitching?
Clout ain't snitching?
Was Bobby Schmurter snitching?
Self-snitch.
Nah, nigga, what is that called?
Self-snitching.
It's a form of that. It's a derivative. But I don't think it's just flat out like you finna be on. It's like you're a dumbass. You're not directly snitching.
You're just more of an idiot.
Idiot. More. I don't think it's the same.
It's you, not been same like, school. You ain't on paperwork. You ain't on paperwork.
Ain't paperwork snitch, but it's just like, bro, you.
It's just like, nigga, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
You supposed to be living by a code.
But I think that's a part. That's the code right. You talking about is the 80s code.
Caught up by
the 2020 codes is you talking about.
He said, no, it's just self defense. I guess my whole thing is, you're right. I don't live by none of these codes, but the code that I understand. Is just like, nigga, you supposed to be quiet. What code
you live by then, bro?
Nah.
You supposed to be quiet.
That's the code we kind of grew up on as far as not the
eye. You supposed to be quiet.
Now it's the opposite. You talk about your bodies.
Yeah, you're right. I 100% agree with you. I just don't agree with, I guess, that.
You talk about your bodies and then snitch on everybody else that was around you so you ain't got to go to jail.
That nigga, listen, Fulio, I ain't going to lie, nigga. You got two ways that you about to end up. You going to die or you going to go to jail?
Nigga.
You talk too much. You gonna die, you gonna go to jail.
That's a wild, but
I don't wanna put that shit on nobody, but nigga, you gonna die, you gonna go to jail, my boy.
Damn. Well, there you have it.
The feds is after you. I hope that you just go to the feds, bro.
Feds
and you goddamn go for like 2 years, you learn, and you come back. Like, his music ain't never really hit.
Nigga, you're not gonna learn from no shit like that. These type of niggas that learn from shit like that.
His music ain't never. Look, he put out one video where he wasn't dissing nobody. He was in like a classroom and shit, and ain't nobody listen to that shit. Ain't nobody listen to that shit. So all I'm saying is, my boy, like, you kind of done with. Like, it is what it is.
It's time to hang it up, bro.
Them people, look, you see what they did to Casanova? Casanova just got indicted for some more shit, for a murder. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I can't ask Big Sean to give it up, and I ain't gonna give it up. That nigga guilty as fuck. They coming after you, little boy, little roach boy. I ain't gonna lie.
Little frog eye boy.
Yeah, they coming after that nigga, boy.
But y'all, nigga. Y'all make sure ain't no location on this shit, nigga.
Shit, nigga. Nigga, we stay in Blue Ridge, Georgia, nigga. Stop playing with us.
All right, care about
in the mountains.
Care about them
Jackson. Yeah, North Side, North Georgia Mountain, motherfucker. So look. Stay in Houston. Y'all listen to Summer Walker? Y'all listen to that album?
Because you ain't got no girl.
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I've been
listening to that shit. You ain't had no choice.
Every time, bro.
If you ain't got no girl, you might not have heard it.
Even my mama.
So we can agree that this is like some future woman shit. Like, she's a woman future for this shit, right?
I see somebody say this the modern day my life, but just a little bit more ratchet.
Nah, listen, bro.
Mary J. Blige.
Let me tell you something.
I can agree with that.
My mom pulled up black. I'm like, damn. Did daddy piss you off? Like, I'm like,
whoa. Hey, listen, no, I got into it. My girl over the weekend at the club. And what we was listening to on the way down. Summer Walker.
Hey, bro. I heard her first shit. Was it? I didn't
hear it. Hey, bro, just remind me to tell you a song I need you to listen to.
My mama shouldn't have, listen, Summer, my mama shouldn't have whooped my ass. She should have whooped Jasmine ass. On God. What you saying? What you saying?
Y'all heard it? What was your thoughts?
I thought it was amazing.
It was a great album.
Was it better than the first one?
He said no. I say yes. It's not going to be as big as
it's not going to be hits.
But as far as the
toxicity
is up on this one.
I know she was slandering old boy.
So let me say this. Let me ask y'all this question. I'm glad you just said that, right? She was slandering money on the track, right? So let me break down this situation. So London on the Track produced about 60% of this album.
They're trashing
them. Right? Well, she's dedicated. She literally came online when it dropped. She dedicated this album. She said, shout out to my ex. I dedicate all this bullshit to him.
Paying regardless.
She talking about the nigga mama.
Oh, shit.
She talking about his baby mama. She said, you on Section 8, still can't pay your rent, bitch. She going crazy, but he producing it, right? Now, mind you, she got a boyfriend now. She got a different boyfriend. It's not nothing on the track no more. So if you are we going to consider her boyfriend a simp for letting her write a whole album about her baby daddy and then basically let a nigga produce the shit? I'm asking.
Hell yeah. Get your money, girl. Bring that shit
home. Yeah, I'm about to say.
Is he getting any of the money?
That shit was written a long time. I heard she not getting no money, though. She getting like, what, 14 cents?
She ain't got no goddamn money, so they both ain't getting no goddamn money, dog. So basically, London, the only nigga winning.
Basically,
hey, slander
me, bitch.
Keep
hey, yeah, you
right, man. Yeah, that's how you got.
Yeah, bro. Worth the deluxe. Y'all hoes out here supporting her album. She need to drop a deluxe.
I need you more on than this.
She need to drop the deluxe and to the deluxe
and another EP at that point. Cause she.
Hey, can I be in the video?
Right. Hey, basically, Shotty broke.
You from need what I'm saying, she out here getting 14.
Getting 12 cents on the album.
That's crazy, bro.
They said the deal really ain't what they put out, but
no, she basically in a 360 deal like a normal artist. She's in a 360 deal.
It's not that bad, like how they saying it, but it's bad.
She I ain't gonna lie, bro. She
they trying to work it out now.
She one of them weird ass fine motherfuckers. She weird fine.
Yeah. Y'all seen like she shake her ass.
Yeah, she one of them type of person that you got.
You run like Travis Scott.
You gonna fuck and then be like, bitch, you gotta get out of here.
Right, bro. Yeah.
You need to wash your clothes,
can
bitch.
I say names? No.
She always look a little dingy. She's like a gross
sister. Right, bro. You gotta put on one of them.
Shout out to Cowboy Twin. She like a gross sister.
You gotta put on one of them toxic suits when you fucking her, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta put on a condom.
When you messing with chemicals, skip the condom.
She got a whole yeast infection.
When you messing with chemicals, you know them suits you put on when you messing with chemicals? You gotta put on a full cover.
A hazmat.
A hazmat. She look
cautious. That black and white motherfucker say toxic.
She look cautious, bro.
Proceed with caution.
Like, you gonna regret it, but you gonna do it anyway.
Right, yeah.
So y'all telling me I ain't never had... Never mind.
Yes, everybody has had a bitch that they said you are not supposed to fuck with, but you've been like,
and then you sit in the car like, damn, what the fuck I fucked this.
You flexing to your niggas like, man, I ain't fucking with that bitch.
Right. No, damn, you fuck.
Soon as y'all leave,
where you at?
And then, soon as you get that, damn, why I do that again?
Right. And then be wondering, damn, why?
I ain't gonna call. Hey, I did. I put one of my niggas on a bitch like that. And I got in the car the next day and it smelled a little crazy. I was like, hey, nigga, you fucking nigga pussy smell like that?
Got to see it through, my boy.
Ain't no way, hey, we went to work on that Monday, you know what we were seeing through? I was seeing through that nigga red. Like, man, I got to go to clinic. But I got to go to clinic. Hey, we had a little RG bitch on there. She was like, the guy need a little dick burn. But I didn't hear none of that because he ain't here to defend himself. So we don't leave that alone. I done put a toxic bitch on the nigga. Oh, my bad. Chris, we already restarted. We know he restarted. We good. Chris, we already restarted. Please be good. All right. That might be the name of him. He got your little dick, man.
That's why Travis is running like that.
Hey, y'all. Oh my god. That's gonna be one of them episodes.
We gonna move on to a new toxic
man. Crying, bro. That's crazy.
Hold on. Alright.
God damn. I wouldn't have played in a game 7. I just wasn't able to go. I mean, I knew on Saturday that, you know, I probably had one game left in me, and the start of that game I got a dunk early in the game and got banged a little bit by Malone, and that really put me back on my heels throughout that whole game where I was running back in the locker room.
Man, let the folks hear.
Whatever kind of medication I could get in me, heat pack, whatever, to try to carry on. But
let me pause real quick. This is Scottie Pippen talking about game six, saying he couldn't go for a game 7 if it was to go there against the Utah Jazz in 1998.
I definitely was not able to play a game 7.
And you know the way it works with us in the media. When Michael Jordan would get sick in a playoff game, we make it seem like he came from his hospital bed with IV stuck in his arm.
It's
and he has these great accomplishments. But for you, that is pretty remarkable what you did. Again, I'm not saying you're doing it for people to give you credit, but do you feel that not enough was made of that moment? Because there you were playing hurt in a deciding game against a great Utah Jazz
team. Here's my breakdown on that. I'm going to ask you this.
All right.
Is it easier to play with a herniated disc or to play with the flu?
They always say the worst injury to have is a bad back. So.
Well, I don't see many bad back games, but I do see flu games. Flu. Come on.
Well, let me ask you, do he really have a problem with Jordan? Like, they really got, like, a power struggle going on right now?
They have fallen out.
Over what?
Like, what Stephen A. Smith said was that Pepin started making, he started coming out with his comments.
This started a few years ago, before the documentary.
But, like, just more recently, Pepin got a book coming out. Mm. Like, a tell-all book, my side of the story, because the Last Dance shit,
he felt. Understandable.
But he was on the Last Dance. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right?
He didn't like the way he was portrayed, bro.
Even though he answered the same. But Jordan said those words. Because, like, Pepin never said, like.
Pepin?
Pepin or Pippin? Pippin, nigga.
Peppermint, nigga. Let's go. Damn, nigga. Talk your shit.
Nah, put some respect on that nigga.
Trippin. Yeah, Scottie Trippin said. Scottie Trippin. He never.
Larsa Pippin. I mean,
RIP to Michael Dadas. And he said he did that because he was mad about some shit Jordan did. And Jordan found out, now he's like, fuck you. But my thing with all this shit, bro, I really don't fuck this nigga. Pippin.
I mean, bro, I ain't gonna lie. Scottie Pippin was a good ass player, and he did guard the best.
I don't think nobody's.
He's a top 50 player.
But my thing is,
Hall of Fame player.
Shit, he's forever a top 50.
Nigga stopped playing ball how long ago? Fuck. You bury that shit under the rug, bro.
Bro, this nigga is a hater.
He need to be focused on.
Give us your reasoning as to why he's a hater.
That is the definition of hating. Mm-hmm. I am jealous. I agree. Because people celebrate one person and don't talk about me.
Mind you.
He didn't say.
Wait, let me put this into perspective. The flu game in that game 6. Which he played. And let's talk about the game 6 that he played. Michael Jordan closed that bitch out in Utah with a steal and a game winner. And he had 45, his team 87 points. And Scottie Pippen on that bad back only had 8 points. So don't act like you just did the most with that bad back. You were trash. You said you caught a quick dunk at the beginning and you scored 6 points after that. The flu game, Jordan had 38 points where you carried the man off. So, it's kind of like what you're saying is goading Michael Jordan even more. Let me just put that out there.
To me, it sounds like a hater. Because, like, if you're addressing the media, why are you bringing up Michael? Your example you're using is Michael Jordan. That's why people say, oh, no, he's hating. He's hating on Michael. Say, man, I deserve more. Stop bringing up Michael. Stop saying his name. Because that had nothing to do with why people. But, man, why are you hating on that man's goatness? Oh, I deserve the same thing. Why he getting it all?
Let me play one more sound.
Hold that thought. Told dumbass to get your hurt back.
Let me play one more thing.
Fuck Scottie Pippen.
Damn. I just wanted to let people know and set the record straight that I was.
Hold on, y'all gotta stop talking over the mic. Let me hear this.
To let people know and set the record straight that I was as great a player as Michael Jordan. Only one player can take home the MVP. That.
So he said he basically was as great of a player as Michael Jordan, and only one player can take away the MVP. And he's basically insinuating to me, maybe I could be wrong. Y'all can correct me if I'm wrong. It's kind of like he's insinuating that it's a popularity thing. It wasn't a look at the books type thing. He's saying I was just as great of a player as Michael Jordan.
I mean, I would have to go back and look at the books and like look at it. Yeah. But I don't. He could be right. I'm not saying.
If that's how he feels, I respect that. I would personally say, if you're as great of a player as Michael Jordan, we've seen you with the same team without Michael Jordan.
But he got into the playoffs, didn't he?
He got into the Eastern Conference Finals, but he couldn't finish.
Did Jordan finish without Pippen?
No.
He didn't. I'll give him that. But at the same time, you've always made yourself a sidekick. You could have went somewhere else. You had opportunities where you could have went somewhere else.
All right, so I got a question.
But when he went at any point, when were you that guy? If this nigga got 6 final MVPs, 6 championships, at some point, we look at Steph Curry. Steph Curry got what? No final MVPs? If you were as great as you were, then you would have, if you made a substantial difference, they would have voted for you to get that MVP, that so final
question, MVP. I got a question, right?
That's just my opinion.
Can, let's just say in the next 15 years, 15, 20 years,
yep.
Can Kyrie have the same argument with LeBron?
No.
I don't think so, but I think that it's more so about the closing moment. I think that Kyrie hit the bigger shot
so will
in the finals, but I don't think that he was the bigger difference.
So is there a difference with this?
But you can't say that.
What is the what moment did Scottie Pippen do?
You can't say that with Kyrie because they didn't play together that long like these 2 days.
I'm just going like...
They went to like 3 finals together?
Yeah.
What was the moment? Give us the moment then.
No, I'm just asking like... Let's say 15 to 20 years from now, if Kyrie came out and did the same thing as Pippen,
will we niggas will tell that nigga Kyrie, shut the fuck up. Everywhere you been after that, you ruined.
No. I'm just talking
about... That's what niggas will say.
If he only speaking about that, maybe. Is it going to be the same type of argument? You're
speaking on a shot. Anybody can hit a shot. Steve Kerr can say, nigga, I hit a shot.
Yeah, he technically went to 2 finals.
Where else... What else did you do, Kyrie? You were injured. You weren't available. We can look at your history. We can look at when you went to Boston. The team was better without you. Mm-hmm. We can look. We can go to New Jersey. Or we can go to Brooklyn. The team was better without you.
I think to answer your question, Brandon, it's ridiculous. It's like...
But would it be the same type of backlash?
So for LeBron haters, they'll have the argument. But for anybody who watched the game to say that Kyrie was better than LeBron... It's to me is I don't challenge what you see. Same thing with Pepe, man. You had your opportunities to be better than Mike.
Like
we've seen.
He's nice.
To me, it's an opinion. I just strongly disagree, and I don't believe he believed that.
But, exactly.
I don't believe
him. I feel like he's been inconsistent. And then you could tell where his shit went different. Now shout out to A-Rob. I'm gonna put this out here because A-Rob. I'm not mad at A-Rod for feeling how he feels about it. A-Rod feels like the nigga probably, he feels like, you know, you can't go against Jordan. That's what he feels like. People always feel like you can't go against Jordan. That's got some truth to it.
No, that's a fact. But
not me. I feel like a certain group of people who came up watching, he's got, right? Like
anything bad to say for Jordan, they're going to automatically stand her. That's true.
That's a fact.
Isolated incident.
He's saying that basically the portrayal of him is what set him off, and now he's speaking the truth. Me, personally, I feel like we've seen this happening before where he was talking about LeBron as the GOAT, and then I remember it was All-Star Weekend in like Charlotte, and he said LeBron can't hold a candle to Jordan.
Thank you for talking.
It's like you're going back and forth, my boy. Like, what is it?
My thing is, Pippen had his chance to be the guy.
Going back and forth. Wait, he used to it.
Pippen had a chance. Yeah. Pippen had a chance to be the guy when he went to Portland, right? Am I wrong?
Yes.
When he went to Portland. Because Portland, you know, you had an up-and-coming.
99, right? Right?
Yeah, you had an up-and-coming.
You was on a good team.
Stoudemire, you had Rasheed Wallace. But was he the guy? Was he the guy in Portland, to be honest? Was he the guy? Or was it Rasheed Wallace and Damon Stoudemire?
They were all... He's always been the same role.
Right. He was a...
Yes.
He was
a... And you're amazing at your role.
Right. We was like a role.
Why do you feel like you need to be... You're not Jordan. I don't think that Scottie Pippen is a number one guy who can take your franchise to a championship. Okay. Now, do I think as a number two? Fuck yeah.
He has the argument. He's the... At least since the 90s. Kareem Magic case. Because I was thinking about that. Like, is he the best... Second best player ever. I think he's the best second best player.
You resume. Think Magic and Kareem like 1A, 2A? I mean, 1A, 1B?
Yeah, and then you got Steph and KD. I don't think he's better than either one of them. But other than that, he's the best Rodman.
Yes.
He's the quintessential Rodman. So it's like,
bro, he's the best role player ever, man. Yeah. And that's not... No disrespect.
And I don't know if he could have led a team to championship. He was a great player. That isn't like saying he's not better than Michael Jordan. It's not a slander.
Right.
Arguably, nobody's better than Michael Jordan.
You play with one of the best, like where people will argue probably 60, 70, 80, maybe 90% of the world will say that this nigga is the best player ever. Or he's number two.
Like you'd be like, oh, if he took more shots. Why didn't he? He had opportunity to take more shots.
Said he's either number one or number two. I said 90% of the people in the world will probably say Michael Jordan's number one or number two.
I get tripping this. He's probably a better defender than Mike.
Facts.
I think he's probably better defender than Mike.
So a lot of people was better defenders than Michael Jordan.
But
I think I'm just saying, like, you can like to say that to say that I'm not even we not I'm talking when I say that I'm talking about not even positional. You feel me? Just all around. There are people who are dedicated only to defense.
Yeah.
Scottie Pippen, your job is to play defense, be the second scorer of the team.
Agree. Point four, set up.
Yes.
Set up, rebound, that's what you're supposed to do. Else. And that's,
if you're going to split time defending, it's going to be with Michael. It's going to be with Michael.
Michael has so many feats that Pippen can't even get close to.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. Shout out to Pippen, though, man. Okay. I hope that this book do whatever it's supposed to do. So, I don't have no issues. I got two more. Let's keep it on sports. I got two more questions, y'all.
I got a sports question real quick.
What's up?
Damn. Y'all niggas lost to the Falcons?
Y'all about to lose too, my boy.
Let me be real with you. We already did our bet, but on camera next week, lose a dude.
Let me be real with you, bro.
20 push up.
When it comes to the 20...
I feel like the last bet we had.
Nah, this was gonna happen.
This
the last bet we did, I didn't do it.
Wait, time out.
I didn't do my push-ups.
I don't remember.
I didn't do my push-ups. I owed 20 push-ups to whoever. I think it was a Brandon. I didn't do my push-ups. Let's get it straight.
You talking about? Did you do them? I don't remember.
I ain't doing.
Okay.
You talking about we lost to the Falcons, but y'all niggas lost to the Broncos.
Nigga, we needed to lose.
30-0.
It was like 20-something to 0 at halftime, bro.
We needed to lose.
And that wasn't even a division game, nigga.
I said that earlier. We needed to lose.
The Falcons always play us tough. We division rivals, and we are this.
I ain't mean to get you riled up, bro. I was trying to talk shit to him. My bad.
I've been thinking, yeah, the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Super Bowl game, bro. Niggas always play us tough, bro. It doesn't matter what the record is, bro.
That's from last
year. 1 year later.
Hey. So am I gonna get mine next week again when you lose? Oh, you gotta wait another year.
Next week, bitch, you gonna be right here doing the shit.
Shit,
you can't even do 20.
Let's up there.
Come over there looking like a Mexican with that little cowboy jersey and them goddamn
a cowboy starter kit.
With the Flint 13. Blue jean shirt.
Hey,
and
that's what I'm going on next week. The Flint 13s with the jean shorts and the
cowboy starter kit.
Running around on jeans all the way to the ankle. All
right, so let me get to the question. So Cam Newton just got signed back to his old hood, you know what I'm saying? Back to the Carolina Panthers.
Congrats, I told y'all he'd be back this year.
Let me ask y'all a question. Does Cam Newton returning to the Panthers mean anything from a football standpoint, or is it more that black people love him, especially in Atlanta?
Football standpoint.
Yep. Wait. Ask the question again.
From a football standpoint, do we think that Cam Newton really can – like do something for Carolina, or is it more so just
black
people, especially the folks in Atlanta and probably Carolina, do they feel like, oh, Cam's back? Like
100% the latter.
Yeah, 100%. I'm with you there, because Cam, bro, Cam ain't got it no more.
He don't.
He's seen it.
He about to shut y'all niggas up, bro. I can't wait.
Wait, what? Cam got the worst quarterback accuracy I've ever seen. Like, and I love his MVP year, but so I ain't gonna lie, you know,
even
his MVP
then,
year,
he was a. He's gonna get
the. He had some like some question marks, but the last but couple years Cam been playing,
Cam can't throw that
bitch 5 yards.
Last year in New England, bro, like it was terrible.
That scheme didn't work for Cam, bro.
So they built the scheme for him. So they're saying that it was more so because he caught COVID. He wasn't the same.
But
he caught
COVID. Look. Let me say something, bro.
Shit, he ain't vaccinated. He gonna catch it again?
Let me say something.
No, he's vaccinated. He's vaccinated now.
Let me say something. Cam is going into a spread offense. Cam never had a spread offense. Joe Brady, I love Joe Brady, LSU. He got a spread offense. He's their offensive coordinator. How you think Cam gonna look in the spread? Ain't no option in that spread, bro.
Sam Darnold was looking great at the beginning.
Because Joe Brady never had a quarterback that ran no option. That's all straight spread offense. How you think Cam gonna look in the spread?
Bro.
I don't expect shit from Cameron.
Me neither, bro.
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm the only one.
Accurate as fuck, yeah. Bro. Like, it's historically bad.
His body is broken down.
He beat the shit, bro.
All right.
All right, I got one more question before we get to the worst scenario, right? OBJ just signed with the LA Rams.
Nigga should have came to the crib. Bro.
Did he make the right choice?
I think he did. That's a good fit for him.
Fuck no.
Stafford gonna get the shit to him when he can.
Is he?
It's gonna open the field up.
Cause Stafford looked horrible last week.
He had one bad game. That was his worst game.
Nah, I think
they 6-2 at the top of the division.
That's his worst game, bro.
Them two guys he lost.
Well, after the Cardinals.
And I'm gonna be real with
it's
you.
Them in the, it's them and Tampa Bay.
Two games before that, he had a bad game. That defense saved him.
I think he should have went to Green Bay.
I think so too.
Play with Aaron Rodgers.
Play with Aaron Rodgers.
You got Devontae Adams, and then he'll be the clear number two.
I'm gonna tell you why I don't agree with that.
But
he's a clear cut right now on paper. From the way Odell been playing these last couple years, he's the clear cut number three receiver.
At best.
He ain't been playing better than Robert Woods. I personally don't agree with
him. Sure ain't playing. Nobody playing better than Cut right
damn
now.
Damn sure ain't, bro.
I personally don't agree with him going to Green Bay just off the fact that you don't know if the quarterback is going to stay there.
He only did that for a year.
So what was
he can get franchised. He can get franchised.
Nah, no, he can't.
Oh, why they said, I just watched it today. They said that OBJ is eligible to get franchised.
Yeah, but what I'm saying.
So what I'm saying is,
why are they franchising?
You won't keep him, nigga. Well, that's why. So what I'm saying is, if you got a quarterback and Devontae Adams is a free agent after this year, so your quarterback and your receiver are free agents. Your quarterback, he's on every year. He's showing that maybe I don't want to be here. I think that has something to do with it. I personally thought that the Chiefs would be a good idea.
Why?
Just for the fact that you can be the second receiver.
Behind who? Josh.
Behind, what
so
you
mean? So he's leapfrogging Josh Gordon and,
Nigga, Josh Gordon has caught one pass the whole season.
Let me be real with you.
He's only been there, what, two, 3 games?
He's been there since week 5. He caught one pass.
He's really going to be the third option now because Travis Kelce
is the number.
He's going to be left open. One-on-one coverage. You got people who are going to defend. You got double teams on both. On your tight end and your receiver, it leaves him open.
You know where I think he should have went?
I just think it's more so a lifestyle choice that he picked. And you have a winning team. Your team's the top division. I'm not mad at it. I'm not saying what he did. I just thought, are you willing to be a third? I think this is the only situation where it's like you could possibly, worst case scenario, be a third option.
But my thing is, bro, you...
Do you want to be a third option?
He should have went to the Raiders.
You bitching to get out of Cleveland. You bitching out of Cleveland because... Baby can't throw the ball. I'm not getting enough targets. But you're going to L.A. Well, Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, that's half of the majority of the targets.
I feel the same way. I was confused.
Green Bay. He should have went to L.A.
I feel like Raiders.
Listen, I'm not even trying to be biased.
I don't trust Derek Carr.
I'm not even trying to be biased. I'm a Saints fan. If you want, he could have really been, went to New Orleans and been the number one receiver.
Y'all don't have a quarterback that's going to beat Dawson.
Trevor Siemian really is not bad. Our receivers just dropped.
He's better. He better than we get it. But you gotta understand, y'all don't have a long term.
He can go to a place.
Y'all don't have a long term quarterback. He's done playing with mediocre quarterbacks.
You can't control that though.
But I feel bad for Matt Stafford.
So let he go to the he go like Rams. What we're, like NFL? One thing I've learned: long term, maybe outside of Patrick Mahomes, right this second, ain't no long term quarterback. If Stafford doesn't succeed this year.
He's not leaving.
That's what I'm saying. If he doesn't, it's about money.
Right. But the only step.
I think he's trying to play somewhere where he knows like this is a secure position. He knows that his quarterback. He knows Matt Stafford is going to be there for at least 2 to 3 years. That's a fact.
Shit. If you want to be honest, Odell can have 2 bad games with the Rams and they could cut him after 2 weeks. Matt Stafford.
They ain't going to do that.
Why not?
The Rams, if he had an episode on the field where he's slamming shit,
yeah, why not?
It don't work.
He just said bad games. Y'all didn't say a fucking behavior problem.
Two bad games.
Because if he's showing fucking bad behavior, yeah, get the fuck on.
What you expect?
So like, security, well, you got either way. No matter where he go, he ain't got security.
What has he shown that that's what he's going to do? He didn't do that in Ohio.
Yeah, he did.
He showed, so he had behavior problems.
He just did it, 2 weeks ago?
When Baker, hey, that was his daddy. Prove it. Prove it that he had something to do with that.
Remember when Baker threw the ball at the nigga feet? He went on the sideline, slung his fucking helmet.
He's been there for 3 years, bro.
He slung his fucking helmet. It was like, I'm basically sick.
Baker Mayfield will grab his fucking nuts and nobody cares.
Well, that's a different
What thing. I'm saying is, and I'm saying in that thing, he hasn't given you a highlight of bad behavior like how he did in New York. What fucked up his reputation? He didn't do that. If he showed his ass for a moment, slamming his helmet, alright, cool. But at the same time, it's a little different.
I still think Green Bay. I think that would have been.
I think Green Bay. I put it as that's 1A, 1B for me.
You going to?
I'm just saying.
In my opinion, the best quarterback in the league right now, and you're the number two. Ain't no other
option. You know, same.
Listen, I understand that from a football standpoint. That makes sense. I think all I'm trying to say is
Hansford Falcons been number one.
Ain't going home.
He from New Orleans, bro. He ain't coming to North Atlanta, bro.
That's what I said about Kamara.
Go over it. Check it.
Kamara got drafted there. That's the difference.
Number one. He ain't going nowhere else.
Shit,
what else you got in sports, man?
That's it for the sports, man. Do we need to reset? We need to, you know what I'm saying, get our shit together, you know. So it's time for that. Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. Say what? Say what? What's the scenario?
Hey.
All right, so this one I got from goddamn Sisters on, you know, Tyler Perry show. Yeah.
So, my sisters.
Man, shit, I don't even look at
Brandon,
this.
Let's say that you got let's say you got a new boo, right?
Yeah.
You got a new boo, you know what I'm saying? Y'all vibing.
Even if I hit her once, she's part of my
collection. So you got a new collection, or whatever. And they just got out of she just got out of a relationship a couple months ago, you know what I'm saying? But her ex is hounding her, like, saying, like, I need some closure. I just want to have a conversation with you. I want to meet up. Right? So finally, your ex potentially gives in. And out of respect, they hit you up and was like, listen, this is what's going on, blah, 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 blah. I want to get some closure. Well, they want to get some closure on the situation.
Close your dick.
And I want to, and so I'm going to meet up with them and talk to them. Are you going for it? Are y'all niggas going for it?
This happened to me before. I think it depends. Every scenario is the same, but if you don't, I think you should see what happens after the first one.
You think you should what?
Let it ride and see what happens.
From experience, you're saying, like,
I mean, I think, because if you're not okay with it, and it'd be like, all right, you send the mother lie to you to do it anyways, keep it going. See what comes out of it, right? If they have some makeup sex, then you can get out of the situation early.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the only thing coming out of that.
Nah, that's probably not true. Sometimes people get out of bad relationships, they might need some closure. Like, the last, like, hey, whatever, gets the shit off their chest. But I'll say, if the ex is a dude hitting up your girl you talking to, right? Usually it ain't the nigga hitting up the girl.
He's trying to see if he can still fuck.
Usually it's that.
Taking them yams. So I'm trying to grease him.
But I just feel like if you just like, nah, I ain't cool with it. And be all right, and then keep doing it. If you see the first time, and then just dead after that, all right.
Okay. Leroy, what do you think?
I'm with David shit, but at the same time, bro, you got to avoid closure sometimes. But it go either way. You either going to fuck, or, you know, y'all can get y'all differences out and leave it at that. But it really depends on how bad the breakup was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it was like if it wasn't really a bad breakup, the closure always would be easy. But if it was a bad breakup, sometimes you don't want to deal with this person. You know, if you do deal with this person, it's always been toxic and y'all gonna fucking still be mad at each other, some type shit. But
Yeah, I think that the person, me personally, I'm gonna tell you this, like, hey, listen, I respect what you're doing. I trust you. Whatever, if the situation go wrong, I just ask you to be honest with me, and it's gonna let me know where we stand.
Yeah.
But one thing I can tell you is, just in my opinion, is that this person is just trying to see if they still can get you. Mm-hmm. Cause if y'all broke up already, it's already been known. What is the closure that they need? Like, what is, you know what I mean? Like, what else is there to ask?
Right.
They just want to see you. The reason they want to see you in person because they're trying to fuck. Or they're trying to get that old thing back. So, I mean, listen. I'm going to give you, this is your one opportunity to ever ask me some shit like this. Don't ever ask me no shit like this again, bitch.
How do you start off? Like, I think responsible. You end up, bitch.
Oh, God. Don't ever ask me no shit like this again.
I mean, I feel like, yeah, go have that conversation. Cause I'm curious, what this nigga what he gotta say?
Ain't nothing to be curious about. You know what the fuck he trying to do.
Right. I mean, maybe that nigga owe you some money too. Nigga. Yeah, it could be business related. Hey, like, we had this bill together.
No, I'll meet you in person. Yeah, she didn't even, we could talk about that on the phone.
Maybe you want to apologize.
FaceTime a motherfucker.
I mean, I like a good laugh. So maybe nigga can say some shit. And he,
you better hope you got it like that. You better hope you got like that. I need to laugh.
Jokes on you.
That nigga might got a dick game better than yours.
Hey, and if he do,
hey, all right, that's all I'm saying.
I know.
But then you're going to lose your old lady, though.
Shit, if I'm going to lose it like that, I'd rather lose it like that than you got there cheating over shit.
I mean, she probably didn't cheat. But anyway, all right, next one.
You can be the ex this time. All
right, ain't no
shit. You trying to get closer now.
I ain't never asked for closer,
Yeah. Cun Sticky.
My nigga.
Cun Sticky has a new snow, but this is a remix off a previous question. But Cun Sticky has a new snow bunny named Katie. They've been with each other for 6 months, and now he's starting to meet her family for the first time out in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Oh, fuck. Everybody's staying Blue Ridge.
And during the day, he overhears her family having a private convo because they think that he's outside with Katie.
Get out!
And he basically confirms that they are racist. And he tells Katie that this relationship ain't gonna work. It's over with. Take me home. Did he do the right thing?
Yes.
Of course. Now, let's say this. Let me add a little context. Your family loves her. You know that she doesn't feel the way her family does. But basically, her family is racist.
But I don't care if my family love her, bro. I still got to deal with her family looking at me awkward. But then my thing is, bro, I'm kind of being on the fence because I never thought about dating a white girl. I don't even want to see the little pink blisters next to their little pussy and shit, you know what I'm saying? I never really thought about shit like that, but at the same time, I'm
you don't want to see what?
The little pink blush, you know when they shave and shit, bro. You know, these
that's how to make sure that's what he said. All right.
That should have turned me off, nigga. I go limp dick real easy, bro. Oh, nah. I can't imagine fucking a white girl. But at the same time, back to the topic.
So you're the racist family member.
I am, bro. Okay. I am, bro. But at the same time, bro, if her family races against me and my family love her, I don't care what my family think. I'm a follow my heart first. I love you, girl, but your family don't like me, it ain't gonna work. Because you're gonna always look at me
different. But how does that follow your heart? Because following your heart would be you fucking with her.
Sometimes.
Over the family, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm gonna be real with you. Like, if your family, the family don't like you, bro, it's never gonna work, bro. It's never gonna work. It's not. Because they're gonna, every time you
come around. What if she don't fuck with her family?
Huh?
What if she don't fuck with her family?
Well, she got me out here in Blue Ridge then.
Right. What white girl you know?
She tried to give it a shot and then it is what it is.
Wait, what white girl you know don't fuck with her mama? If you go in the mall,
every white girl's like that.
If you go in the mall, every white girl is with her mama shopping.
I don't really
mall,
know
bro.
White people like that.
If you in the mall,
fuck with your mama part.
If you in the mall, every white
girl. What white girl you know? I don't know. Listen, you should have stopped right there. I don't know white people like that.
Me neither, bro. I ain't never seen no white pussy before.
Shout out to all white fans.
Unless it's on a porno, bro. Like, bro, I
never had watch white porno.
I never had a sex with a white girl. I never had sex with a white girl before.
That's a whole another scenario.
What y'all got? What y'all got on this? Be quick. Because he's saying, no, we might get canceled out of this nigga. He's talking about blisters on the pussy, so hey, what y'all got to say?
I don't know about none of all that. I would say,
hey, he's not a white girl. What we
look like? He know he's a I think,
that nigga little blisters.
He's a little blisters, bro.
Damn, I love them blisters. Damn, I love them blisters.
Outside of the blister part, I agree with Leroy.
His Facebook was funny with them white girls back in the day.
Come on, man. Let the nigga talk. Let's go, my boy. Let's go, Gazzotti.
Super Tom Gazzotti. All right, go ahead.
Shout out to the liquor.
Go ahead, bro.
I'll say this.
You better clean, baby.
I'll say this, man. I in this scenario, I would advise to get that he did a good job because if you... She obviously ain't gonna stop fucking her family. She brought you up there.
Right.
So, and even if she is, why you want to build a relationship like that? You know, marriage is part about bringing family together. That's gonna be your father-in-law regardless. And it's like, you want to isolate. And if she grew up in a racist household like that, maybe there's some lingering effects there. I don't know. I'm just saying, I think he didn't do that.
Damn, I love him. Bless.
Man, let him be.
I'm gonna hit y'all with this. You?
No.
I ain't say that about you. This nigga said that.
I mean, bro, I don't know.
He said, hold the blisters.
You can see it, bro. The shit, this shit look all red.
I'm be honest with you, in this situation, I'm sticky.
I'm out of there. I'm sticky icky out of that motherfucker.
I'm out of there. I don't even really have no explanation for y'all. I'm out of there. I'm ready to go. Y'all ready to go to the next one?
Yeah, let's go ahead. I ain't say shit. We go ahead.
You got something to say? You want to put yourself in a...
You got to do what makes you feel comfortable. If you like blisters, then stay. If you
don't... Bro, can we stick to the question?
That's the question.
The blisters, they got shit, man. You talking about racist family members.
Yeah, fucking racist ass crackers.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. I'm gonna stick around even longer. I'm gonna stick around longer because... I want to talk shit, nigga. I'm going to be at Thanksgiving dinner like, hey, bro, pass me the goddamn potato salad.
Nigga, they will hang you.
Right, bring old Brandon around the corner right there, man. You going to bring fried ass up on the grill.
Yeah, put a hog in the ground, bitch.
Yeah.
Hey, and one of y'all niggas going to be outside.
No, we're not. You only want to go to the Blue Ridge Mountains, fool.
We're gonna put that black ass nigga on down the line right quick. Put him on that thing. Fit. I'll hit ass up in the air fry lid. Boy, what you trying, bro? He gonna kill you, my boy. He'll kill you and then eat you. One of these niggas my real niggas gonna show up. I don't know who. Anyway, let me say the last one. Alright, you ain't going nowhere. Alright, here are the last one, y'all. All you gonna do is tell me, come home. Larry is in a section with his girl Megan. With his friends, right? They're his friends. The club is jumping, and Megan's friend Alicia walks in the club with ASAP Rocky and Rihanna. Right, she's a stylist. Megan's friend invite Megan only to the section, and she walks, and Megan walks over there, and she never comes back until you tell her that it's time to go. Right? Is Megan wrong for not coming back to the section that she had plans with at the beginning, or it is what it is?
Who paid for the section?
You. It don't matter.
I seen this shit happen in prom night.
You did?
Damn. Go ahead.
I guess it is what it is. Shit, fuck it. If she want to go with her celebrity friend, let her go. What we going to do? Force ass back? I'm lost with the prom night shit. Hey, whoa.
Yo, we going to talk.
I mean, I ain't gonna kiss your ass to stay in the section, but I mean, if you wanna go with your, if you wanna go with your celebrity friends, just go ahead and go.
Say what? Say what now?
I mean, I'm not gonna kiss your ass to stay in the section. If you wanna go with your celebrity friends, then go. But if you roll with me, your ass better be outside when it's time to go. Are you gonna ride home with them?
Okay.
You wanna take that chance,
Larry? That might be a better option.
You know what I'm saying?
I get them goosebumps every time.
Sick.
What else y'all got?
Nah, I mean, shit. Go have your fun. We'll discuss this shit when we get home. I'll decide what I want to do. I'm going to decide what I want to do when I get home.
Okay.
I think that's a little bit of disrespectful behavior.
It's disrespectful. You can't look like no simp in the middle of the club. You supposed to be with me.
We didn't say what you would do in the club. We're just saying.
How do you feel
about it? It says, do you think that she's wrong? We're just talking about from perspective.
Yeah, she wrong.
She
can at least go back and forth. Just come back and forth.
Come back.
Hey, babe.
That's
hey,
where you gotta chalk up to the game.
Like I said, if you get that opportunity, great. Have fun. But at least come back.
Because, nigga, if that was me,
I wouldn't care.
If it was me and I left my bitch in the in that section of the club.
It's Rihanna. You're not Rihanna. That's why I told her. Bro.
And you would have went home single.
Look, you look crazy. Like we in here with your lady. She get up, she go to that section with that nigga. You fool, right? What you think we gonna look at you like?
Damn, your girl just left. Never come back.
I mean, you gonna have to take these. Jokes.
Can you take them?
Can you take
them?
You
gonna be like the whole night.
I realize it's bitches that do that shit.
And you gonna be watching your girl. I don't care how secure you is with yourself. You gonna be watching your girl in that section. You gonna be like, damn. She really just over there. They popping bottles. Look at, you know what I'm saying?
It's my party.
ASAP wanted, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm going to sit at the bar.
Y'all got room for me over there?
Know what I'm saying?
Nope.
Seats taken.
Yeah, no, I don't. Oh, excuse me. You could come back and forth. Like, that's just like what I said, it is.
Like, you might spend more time there, but as long as you come back.
Yeah, come back for a couple minutes. Show some love.
Take a shot. Hit the hookah. At least hit the hookah one time. Back and forth, shit.
You think so? All right. I know most people do go from session to session though.
Yeah,
back and forth.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, they do go back.
Because I know if I did that, it'd be a whole different story. You know what I'm saying? If one of my niggas came in with goddamn whoever, big celebrity, Travis Scott, if Dave and Buster's after everybody, never mind. But if we fucking like Travis Scott coming to the building,
you stupid.
Travis Scott coming to the building, and I just go in there and just chill. With him and Kylie, and I never come back, she gonna look at me crazy. She with her friends.
Check on you, bro.
She gonna be like, "Are you serious right now, bro?"
Yeah.
I'm gonna be walking home.
Yeah.
It's time for that.
Facts of cap.
Facts of cap. Should ops stay ops forever?
Depending on the situation.
Yeah, you need context. Yeah.
Should op stay op forever? Depending if you consider somebody an op, is there a time limit on when y'all cannot be ops no more? That's or would you advise somebody to, if yes, once an op, always an op? That's how about that?
That's cap. Because I don't know what the severity of it is. I don't know the context behind it. Like, are you my op because we was dating the same hoe and then, like, we don't really date the bitch no more? Like, it's not even worth that. Did you shoot me before? Yeah, I might have beef with you forever then. You know what I'm saying? It's context behind it. I seen Young Thug say that a nigga, he used to beef with a nigga that was from 21 Savage Hood on the east side. You know, Thug from the south side. He said a nigga came through and shot him that he beef with and they cool now. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying that I could have the same forgiveness as niggas, but it's context behind it. And context matters in the situation. So I'm going to say it's cap.
It's cap.
You can forgive ops.
I mean, it depends on the situation. Like, you know what I'm saying?
So I guess my question to y'all is, like, what if, like, what, like, you, the example you use if we beefing over a chick, is that an op or just somebody you're not rocking with?
An op
is somebody... In this scenario, an op is somebody that...
Say you killed one of my partners. You are op forever. You kill somebody that's in my spot, and we are op, you my op forever.
Not everybody considers an op. Like, everybody has their own difference on what's an op and what's not. Or what's the forgiveness level and what's not. So that's all I'm saying. Here's like, I don't know.
You fucked my bitch back then, and I was mad, and that's, I was in my feelings.
Op or somebody like op. That's not op. I'm not listening. I'm saying like
you
op.
Can't tell a nigga what an op is.
But now I feel like if it's over a woman, that's not
well, should not be an op.
No, that's not an op. That's just why I gave that example, because that's not that deep. Eventually.
But the nigga might be an op at the time. At the time, you might think this shit is some real serious beef.
And you find out it's...
And then you end up...
It's bigger than the person that you think is show op.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, so, unless there's like death...
If you kill somebody that's close to me, you rob me.
You put my life in danger.
You put my life, like, certain shit like that. So and you
somebody
become
put your life in danger. We'll stick with that one. So right. We'll avoid the rest of it. So, can you forgive that kind of op? Should they stay op forever?
Especially if it had my kids to do with it. Yes, well, op forever. No,
that's adding to it. But yeah, maybe. I mean. I can't say, me, I feel like this, I can't say that it's, that you're always an op, because I might get some understanding from it, and I understand your situation. I never know how we can, you never know who might have us in common, you grow up, things are the same. If ain't nobody been killed, ain't nobody been hurt, ain't no families been, you know, into that, then yeah. Now, if it's a situation where it's like, shit, one of my homies died, or one of my homies got hurt, or... Then I might not take the same exception to it. So that's why I say it the context matters in the situation. I can't just give you a straight out answer on it. What you think about it?
That's a good question though, bro.
Say it again?
Okay. Yo op, can you like forgive your op?
Can you forgive your op? Should you forgive your op? Because like you could look at it, let's say y'all both lost people on both sides. That's the type of op it is, right? 40 years later, y'all both got... Your children are grown, and they cool with each other.
That's a different situation.
Right?
4 years later.
Should they even be cool with each other? Or should it be...
Nah, I'm not going to stay out of the way. I'm about to say, I'm not going to be cool because I ain't got no intent on talking to you 40 years later.
Yeah.
So it's no. I'm not.
So once you cross that line...
Like, my thing is, I'm going to be real with you. If it ain't about somebody getting killed... If it's about a chick, I don't...
That's why I'm more speaking of something like somebody lost their life.
Yeah, I'm not fucking with you. I'm not fucking with you because the person that lost their life was close to me. Nah, bro, why are we going to be cool?
Now, I'll bring another side to that.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say I'm like Fulio and what's the other name?
Ace.
Young and Ace.
I feel like they never would be cool.
Right. Cause you know they don't disrespect each other crazy. I mean,
both of them have been shot.
Right.
So what does the do they continue the beef? Does the beef ever stop?
The beef ain't gonna stop until somebody did.
But they're gonna have children. They're gonna have family. What I'm saying is that part of keeping the let's say they both came together was like, we ain't gotta be friends. We ain't gotta be, but we're not ops no more. It's not on site.
Yeah.
So to protect our children, so our children ain't gotta inherit our beef. That's a reason to stop an op. Even though you kill my partner, yeah. I kill your partner.
I can agree.
We're not op no more. But somebody's like, nah. Kill my op partner. That's what I'm saying. That's the dilemma.
I mean, well, that's what the discussion is for. You know what I'm saying? If it's a situation where it's like, we can't come to terms, then I guess the beef's still on, unfortunately. But me personally, we both done survived. It's 40 years later. We both done survived this situation. It's really just us. We done lost a lot of people. Listen, man, I'm tired of when I see you having to, do I need to raise my gun? Do my son need to raise a gun? My son safe around your son. Your son go to fucking Meadow Creek, mine go to Berkmar. They gonna play each other on football field. Like, let's you know what I mean?
And for them.
That's the same, like, exactly. The same,
context matters in that situation.
Kind of like Lil Durk. He lost his brother because he's still out here fucking throwing jabs at, what's your brother's name?
You ain't gonna say that because I don't think that's really what it is.
You don't think so? No. You think nigga still attacked?
His own brother is an old man. He was affiliated. He went to a GD Hood, which is in Harvey, which my cousin from, so I know a little bit about. You a BD and you go to a GD Hood and you was at a club and you got into it with some niggas and that's what happened. Unfortunately.
Alright, this is a more, what's the scenario? Julie is mad at her boyfriend Rob because Rob uses his PTO to relax. He gets off work and Julie wants him to use his PTO to go on vacation. Like, she's more of the same. We're time off. This is the time we can have vacation together. Who's more wrong in this situation? Should Rob change his way to use his PTO and not go out? But he just wants to stay home? Or how do y'all thought?
Julie need to chill the fuck out. I work for these PTO hours. I want to use it how the fuck I want to use them.
But you know, women love traveling, bro.
I don't give a fuck. It's my PTO hours. Let me use my PTO like how I want to use my PTO.
So you wouldn't tell Rob to compromise?
So let me ask you.
I feel like if that's what I choose.
That's what he wants to do.
If that's what I want to do.
That's the issue with her. She wants him to use it. Should you tell him to stick to his guns?
If Kelly tell your ass right now. Hey, I know you time off, but I want to go to fucking Florida and go on the beach. You gonna tell her to chill the fuck out?
I like to travel, so no. But if I'm this nigga and that's what he chooses to do, and that's what he wants to do with his PTO time, you gotta respect what somebody want to do with their PTO time. I'm just answering from the question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can't get mad if I want to use my PTO time just to relax.
I'm very interested.
So one, I think the first way we should handle this, like y'all said, is compromising.
You're gonna tell Rob to compromise.
Yeah.
It's PTO time.
If you don't compromise,
now, what I will tell a lot of people, and this is just how I feel about the situation. I think the problem with a lot of people, men and women, is that people don't accept people for who they are, right? So I may be going a little tangent, but what I'm saying is, like, if your nigga don't like the vacation, a lot of the times women, they want their nigga to tag along, go vacation. I ain't saying don't vacation, but you need to know, if your nigga is not the type to vacation and he want to use his hours at home, then you need to respect that. And maybe you need to find an alternative. Listen, me and you go on one trip a year, and I'm going to take the rest of the trips, my PTO time with my girls. just, you need to understand sometimes who your nigga is. Especially a lot of them, because women, like you said, women love to travel. Mm-hmm. A lot of the time, the nigga just want to play fucking PlayStation. And he just want to chill. I ain't saying that is necessarily the rightest thing to do, but you, we got to understand who niggas are. You got to understand, just like your woman. If your woman don't like doing certain things that don't make her feel comfortable, then you got to let her have it. So that's just my opinion. I just feel like if you, you need to know who you're dealing with. A lot of the people get in relationships and they be like, you know what, well, you don't want to go do this. Now it's a beef. Like, you know what I mean? Like, compromise, figure it out, take it from there. That's how I feel about the situation.
Leroy? What are you telling him about
I mean, I think you gotta compromise, because basically, if you wanna use your PTO to be fucking, you know, stay at home, play a PlayStation, your girl gonna be looking at you like, damn, man, that's all you wanna do? Like,
I mean, you get a lot of PTO hours. Maybe it's your last 8 hours.
If it's my last eight hours.
You got a job where you get a lot of PTO. A lot of people don't get the benefits you got.
Yeah, you get like 100.
A lot of people, they get PTO. Their PTO is a week. A lot of people, they PTO is a week for the first 2 years. You know what I'm saying?
I get 30 days. So.
I had to wait a year till I got paid.
Your shit is unnormal, my nigga. Your shit is not normal.
Yeah, nigga got 100 days off.
Because you got 30 days.
25 years at my job to get 30 days.
Yeah, bro. If you got 30 days, your ass better go on that fucking on two vacations, nigga.
Right, nigga. I'm like,
I get down to my last 8. And I just want to chill.
I mean, your last 8. What you done did with the other 30? I mean, what you talking about? You're not talking about the
same. If your last 8, that's different. If you've been out vacationing on the other 30 hours.
With the kids, we done went to Disney. Yeah, but if we got down, went to goddamn Jamaica. We done went to Mexico.
What was my last 8? She said, can you take Friday off so we can go on this trip on Thursday night and be back in time for you to work on Monday? And all I want to do on my Friday is chill.
You better say it.
I mean, not yet. I mean,
say it then.
That's how I'm looking at it.
If you want to chill and smell your
Yeah, but that's just, you talking about a 30-day scenario, right, my boy. Right. You talking about some shit that nigga
I agree with you, bro. If it's my last 8 hours, I'm going to sit on the couch and smell my own
fart. I had 14 days and it was my last 8. That's all I got is 8 hours left, one day.
Nigga, you're not sticking to the scenario. Go ahead. What's the next one? This nigga ain't even sticking to the scenario. You talking about some other shit that ain't got shit to do with shit.
I got one, bro.
Well, it was the last.
What you got? What you got? What you got? This is the first guest that ever came up with a what's the scenario. What's up?
No, I've been hearing a little situation. Facts of cap. If a man is in a woman beef, is he gay? Imagine that.
Wait.
Like y'all say,
you gotta give context. Context.
All right, it's a context.
Yeah, give me some
okay,
context.
You got this guy. You know what I'm saying? His cousin, which is another female, doesn't like his girlfriend, but always inserts himself in
their beef.
Their beef.
Is he gay?
Is he gay?
Is he gay or is he?
No,
the cousin is not gay. She's a woman.
Is he?
I don't say he's gay, but when they say, look at the mess. What's the messiest person?
But wait. Let me,
a nigga, ain't it?
Let me ask.
That's masculinity going the wrong direction.
Let me ask some more context in it.
That's perfect.
The boyfriend goes out of his way and calls the two girls that's cool with both sides. And ask them, is my girl wrong?
Man, he a bitch.
He's doing
a
about
bitch.
It.
I don't know if he's gay, but he a bitch.
Wait. Let me keep adding. When he goes back and fucking just basically destroys the wrong, gives the wrong story back to his girlfriend as if they was being opinionated.
He a bitch.
He's moving like opposite sex.
All I know is fact.
No, say what it is. He acting like a bitch.
He's a bitch. He acting like a bitch.
Yeah, point I would advise.
I said that.
Nigga a little bitch.
Yeah, he's a bitch. If we just keeping it real,
this is just a scenario.
Mind your fucking business.
Mind your
damn motherfucking business, bitch.
They all
women business, bro.
Facts of cut. Side chicks are more helpful to home.
You got
side chicks are more helpful than harmful.
In my experience, they've been. I've seen side chicks start off as really harmful, but after the episode's over, the relationship is better. I've seen it. Or the side chick starts off as bad. Like they were in a rocky place.
somebody gets the side chick, or the guy gets the side chick, it gets even worse. But after it, it's better. It's like a vaccine.
Oh, man. Oh, that was COVID.
You know, you get a little symptoms, and then, you know, it works out. So in that twisted mindset, the side chick is a remedy for relationship. It makes the girl realize the value of her husband. It's like a hall pass. Y'all seen the movie Hall Pass?
Mm-hmm. I seen it.
You know, I'm bringing it full circle. The moral of the story was the girl gives the guy hall pass. It's not for the guy. It's for the girl. Because once you're in a relationship for a long time, the girl... Hey, man. That's the moral of the story. I didn't write that book, movie. The moral of the story
even,
is that...
I ain't even answering this bullshit.
The girl please don't, the learns to appreciate her man. So, ladies, let your nigga have a massage you.
Oh shit!
I got one before we settle this.
Y'all ain't gonna answer it.
Nigga about to have some.
I ain't answering this bitch. I think
I'm scared, man. Had hella
backlash. I didn't see you be way more scared than me. Shut up.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's a good idea, guys.
Yeah, then you sound like that now.
Mm-hmm. That's cool with me. All right, I got a question. I seen Boosie and Akon both have the same sentiment.
He found it.
So rich people have more. I don't know if I want to say more. Rich people have worse problems than the poor.
Facts. Worse problems?
Facts.
That's the question. Worse. More.
Facts. Worse.
Yep. Facts.
I've never been rich.
I say facts.
I say it's facts.
But why do
rich explain people... it? Explain it to me.
More money, more problems is the truth, man. You're dealing. It's worse. You have way more stuff.
The poor.
Yeah, you ain't got shit to do. You ain't got nothing to worry about. You ain't got nothing.
Why, poor, bro.
Yeah. More money, more problems.
So you feel like that poor people have nothing to do?
Have less than a rich person.
I feel like they got more stress. Poor people got more stress.
All right. So, because my thing is, does a rich person have to worry where their next meal coming from? Do you have to worry about providing their three kids? Do they have to worry about just poverty, violence, drugs in their area?
I'm not a single poor person.
Y'all
ain't think about poor.
All right, let me say this.
No.
Go ahead.
A poor person. Period. A single poor person.
What's the definition?
But listen, Justin, this is what I'm
like,
saying.
Lower middle class. You could be, you know what I'm saying. What's poor? And I was thinking poor. I was thinking,
nigga, what's rich? Nigga, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Well, what's the context?
What
matters?
Talk about your own. Like, what you think it is?
My whole thing is like this.
I was thinking poor as homeless.
If you're rich, right?
So homeless. So if it's damn near homeless. So if I'm worried about where the fuck my neck, like a roof over my head, you're saying that the person that's rich has a worse, has worse problems than that person.
Worse, I would say more.
I feel like more. Most rich people would be depressed.
I didn't say more. I said worse.
Worse.
All right, I'm gonna speak. Can I say something?
I
ain't never been poor, but I've been poor living with my parents.
I've been poor.
You know what I'm saying? Look.
All right.
I'm trying to. Being poor living with my parents, meaning that, okay, I'm working at the mall, making $6 an hour. Like, damn, how I'm going to pay? Yeah. I'm going to pay this bill. How I'm going to pay that bill? I'm trying to stretch $90 for 2 weeks. On the top of, if I was rich, nigga, I don't give a fuck, bro. Like, I'm not going to have no problems. I'm going to have the money to pay for this. I'm going to eat. I know I'm going to have somewhere to stay. I know I'm going to have my own car. Nigga, I didn't even have my own car back then.
I understand a rich mentality where they're saying basically everybody dependent on them. You know, situations like that, like everybody's asking for shit is stressful. But I also think as far as a person who is poor, let's just say they're poor.
You don't
know where your next meal is going to come from. Your shit, let's say maybe your shit got evicted or like just, I'm thinking of all scenarios. I done been poor. I done been in a house where shit got evicted. I done been in a house where like literally we don't know where next meal coming from, where you might have asked somebody to borrow some money. That's way more stressful than more so, damn, maybe I got to take care of this person.
I've been poor too. And I know the stresses of being poor. Class, bro. Right? So...
Rich people, bro.
But rich people have been poor and they say that. So I've never
you're
been
rich. Talking about a per you're so you're explaining it from a person who was poor and they're rich now.
Yeah.
So that's not what we asked. We asked a rich person problems versus
but that's the same thing. If you've dealt with both
rather than just dealing with one.
I mean, I wasn't saying that, but okay. Okay, I get your perspective. Go ahead.
So what I'm saying is, why would a person who's been poor before say, man, it was better when we was poor? Is I think it's sometimes when you have more money, the relationships change. So if you're poor, it's genuine. So you might be looking for your next meal. You might be doing like that, but you know, generally the relationships you have, you know, they're dealing with you. But when you have money, a stress that you might realize, you can't even understand it because nobody here is that kind of rich. From what I'm talking about, that people.
You said nobody can understand the rich person's problems.
If you've never been there, how can you?
I get that, but I also feel like.
And I say this right or wrong, you got hell on there. I deal with them problems.
Give me $1 million. You have an option as a rich person to decide if you want to provide for these people or no. As a poor person, you ain't got no choice. You're damn near begging this person. Because if you got a rich person, let's go around the other perspective. I'm asking you because nigga, I have nothing else to do. I have nothing else. If I'm getting evicted, I'm getting evicted. I don't have no options. A rich person has options. Should I give this person some shit? Should I take care of this person? Should I not? That's what I'm saying. It's a rich person problem. As far as a poor person, there is no options. It's damn.
Yeah, that's
I'm shit out of fucking luck.
Yeah.
And that's why I say that. That's it. That's it for me, at least. I don't know if anybody else got anything to counter. Y'all got a counter? Y'all right?
Mm. I mean, I'm what I'm saying is I'm not dismissing a rich person's.
I'm not dismissing. I understand
I feel
it.
Like I can. Yeah. I agree. We hear that way too much. Like, I was better when I was poor. It was easy, even though we were fighting for meals.
I think when rich people say that shit, they think more so about like fun and just times they didn't have to worry about things that they worry about now as a rich person.
That's part of it, but also relationships. People, you hear it a lot. They said once you get rich, there's no more real relationships. And everybody that's around you are only around you for money.
Maybe. I think it just
depends. Versus that if somebody's cool with you, even though
you're a good sometimes it's about your circle.
But just to give you an example. You can say the same thing, vice versa. What I'm saying is that you hear that a lot. People get fake around you. So now you're lonely. You're lonely as you've ever been. That depression comes. Versus where if you was poor, you may not have that. Had that type of stress. Somebody said that's a different type of stress than getting evicted.
I hear a lot of maybes, but one thing I know ain't a maybe is that I'm poor and I can't pay my motherfucking bills.
Tell
that's a guarantee. That's how I feel about it. It's a guarantee I can't pay my motherfucking bills. Hey, man. I'm broke as shit. We out. We done. We good.
I think we good.
All right, man. Shout out to boy Roy. Shout out to motherfucking the fourth Migo over here, Lil Chris. We good, baby. Hey, we out. Episode 69.